We continue with our COVID-19 coverage this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Joining us, President and CEO Ron Peterson, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Director of Marketing Tobias Pugsley. Ron, how those latest statewide numbers look this morning?
Well, on a statewide basis, we're definitely increasing the number of tests. We're up to 43,321 people who have been tested, 40,197 negatives. So we have confirmed cases or positive cases of 3,127 on a statewide basis. Of those 3,127 individuals, 104 of those are in the hospital, and 20 of those 104 are on ventilators. And unfortunately, on a statewide basis, we've hit 57 deaths. On a countywide basis, we've had 239 individuals tested. We've had 234 negatives, so we're still at that number of five positives in the county. And for a system, I think the state's a little bit behind in recording here, but for a system, we've tested 247 individuals. Not everybody, of course, is in the county, and so that could be why the numbers are a little higher there, too. But and we've had no positives, but as I reported the other day, we did have one individual who had COVID in the hospital.
Ron, of course, last week the governor announced elective surgeries could start back up. What percentage capacity are your elective surgeries up and running now?
Brad, when he talked about surgeries, he really actually talked about procedures as a whole. So that means what we kind of think of as surgeries, but then in addition, GI procedures, pain procedures, cath lab, Bronx, and there's even some invasive procedures in radiology that we look at. And I was just doing some numbers here, and as a total, we probably pre-COVID did right around 120 cases per day with all those different procedures. And today we're doing about 45, so we're at that give or take, but 27-30% range.
How do you determine which ones start back first?
Well, we're trying to be conservative, and we're trying to make sure that we provide a safe environment for our patients, because safety is definitely first here. However, the Dr. Nate Smith, the Secretary of Health, and the Arkansas Department of Health sent out a directive on resuming elective procedures, and so we definitely first start with small surgeries. We look for surgeries that have no plans for overnight stay. We look at individuals with very few chronic or underlying conditions, and then we do a very thorough telephone screening with the individuals. We ask them, you know, who they've been in contact with, have they been in contact with anybody with COVID, where have they been traveling, are they asymptomatic, go through all those type of screening questions, and then we do a COVID test on an individual within 48 hours before the procedure to make sure that they do not have COVID.
Ron, are you hearing from any patients who were scheduled for surgery that they can have it now? They maybe have little concerns about proceeding with their surgery?
You know, that's an interesting question, Brad, because I think everybody has concerns and fears about, oh, you know, don't necessarily want to go to the hospital because there's COVID there. But I don't believe people should have that concern. I believe that we try to put safety first. We have worked with infectious diseases for a long time. We've been considered one of the top 10% hospitals in the nation for safety or for hospital-acquired infections. And when you look at all the precautions that we take, all the different cleaning things that we do, I think people should feel comfortable coming here, having a test, having a procedure. But I also understand people's caution, and I understand, you know, that if they feel that they can wait, that's an individual's choice, and they need to make that decision on their own.
Ron, when do you expect the elective surgeries to be running back at full capacity?
Well, I'd love to say yesterday, Brad, but I think in reality we're probably looking more this summer sometime to be full capacity. I know it's phase two before there's actually been identified, like total joints really can't be back up and running until phase two here. And so I kind of think that June, July, but sometime this summer will probably be when we're back up and running full steam.
Okay. Stephanie, we had a question on Facebook. With the county starting to reopen, do you think there could be another surge in the fall?
Yeah, many physicians speculate that there could be another surge in the fall or that this could even become seasonal, and that's why I think it's so important to note that just because we reopen does not mean that we're in the free and clear and that we still need to maintain all of those precautions that we're doing now, which includes social distancing, wearing a mask when you can't social distance, hand hygiene. We have got to keep that in our forefront and make sure that we're doing that so that maybe we won't see a surge in the fall.
Tobias, of course, we know Baxter Regional is working with UAMS to provide a free COVID-19 drive-through evaluation tomorrow in Mountain Home. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Brad, we're really, really excited about this free community drive-through evaluation clinic for COVID-19. This will be conducted by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, UAMS, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, April 30th, and that's going to be at the Baxter County Fairgrounds. The address for the fairgrounds is 1507 Fairgrounds Drive. You do not have to be a UAMS patient to be seen. This evaluation clinic is for anyone experiencing flu-like symptoms, including cough, fever, shortness of breath. Not everyone who is sick will need to be tested. So the UAMS physicians will evaluate you to see if you need to be tested. If you are not tested, you'll be given instructions on how to take care of yourself and your family at home. If you are tested, results will likely take several days to come back, and you'll receive a phone call about your test results. And we're just excited about this partnership with UAMS. You know, while we do have in-house testing here, it is extremely limited. So this really helps us as the governor continues to urge more testing statewide. And none of this, Brad, would be possible without our county officials, Judge Pendergrass, our city officials, Mayor Adams, John Montgomery, both of our police and sheriff's departments. I mean, this is a massive undertaking, Brad, and we're trying to be prepared to get people in and out as quick as possible. We do ask for patience. We do expect the lines to be long. But we do ask for patience, and we will do our best to get people through and get and support UAMS in this endeavor.
Now, Nicole, we've got a map on the story on KTLO.com showing folks how they need to get into the fairgrounds. You want to try to explain that for us a little bit?
Yeah, it's a little confusing, but for those that live around here, the easiest way is going to be able to tell you go into the main entrance of Arkansas State University Mountain Home. And they are going to route through there so that we can use that as backflow for traffic. And then you can also come off of the main road. But that's part of the coordination efforts I'm talking about. There will be a lot of the city and county police officers and workers out there helping direct traffic. But if you need clarification on that, definitely go to KTLO's website and see that map. That at least provides the flow of traffic direction, so it'll make it a little easier for people to see and understand.
Is this just for Arkansas residents?
No. Okay. This is, to my knowledge, if they show up and have symptoms, they will be tested.
Good. That's good information. Stephanie, who should come to this the COVID-19 drive-through tomorrow?
Anyone with symptoms should come, and CDC has actually updated their list of symptoms for COVID-19, and that includes cough, shortness of breath, fever, chills, repeated shaking, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, or new loss of taste or smell. So anyone exhibiting those symptoms should come through to get tested and screened.
Now, how is this drive-through evaluation going to be different than, say, being tested at the hospital?
Well, the actual test itself is the same as what we would do here at the facility. The main difference is that UAMS is doing this testing. So as Tobias mentioned, it may take a few days to get the results back. They will be notified by UAMS if their result is negative, and if the result is positive, it's my understanding that they will be contacted by an ID physician, infectious disease physician, with guidance on what they need to do from there.
This is huge for the area. Ron, anything else we need to mention this morning?
No, I think just to remind everybody that this is a marathon, it's not a sprint, and even though we might, quote, be over the peak we're not over this completely. And as we open up, it's going to be really important to continue your social distancing and continue your precautions, wearing your masks wherever you go, whatever you do. You know, and we talked a little bit about where we're at with procedures here in the hospital. Even the ER and even our inpatient status, look, today we had 68 patients in the ER yesterday. We had 136 inpatients on a typical day. We typically have about 100 patients coming through the ER and about 170 on the inpatient. So we're still running at about 70-80%, and that's good that people are cautious, but I want to also encourage them that if you do your social distancing, if you sit apart, if you're waiting someplace, if you wear your masks, it is okay to start to be cautious as you go out, but to get things that you need to get done, done.
You bet.
Brad, I want to add one more thing, too. This testing, this community drive-through evaluation would not have been possible without Ron. You know, he made a call to his counterpart at UAMS and really helped make this possible. So, Ron, we appreciate your leadership on that. And, Brad, I've got to ask, how is that Kansas City Chiefs mask working?
It is awesome. It's very much appreciated.
I think everybody here now has a mask from Rebecca. So, another shout-out to her. We really appreciate it.
You know, I appreciate Rebecca. Your masks are beautiful, too. They're so complete. They cover the face. They're comfortable. They have the filters in them. I mean, they look professionally done, and so we just appreciate them so much, and I really do appreciate the UK because I'm not sure where else I could find one.
Exactly. Hey, guys, thank you so much. Great information this morning, and we will talk to you again Friday.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, Ron Peterson, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley this morning from Baxter Regional Medical Center.